Well, I used to make them little wagons, you know, get wheels, saw little wheels out of logs and bore a hole in it and put spokes to it and make them wagon. And finally, late on, I had these toy wagons I'd buy them from and buy them tricycles.
What about something that you take a board and lay it across the trestle and it go up and
down? That's a seesaw.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Say if you saw some children playing on that.
Yeah, I know. They used to make it, and then they used to make another one, put a bolt down through it, and they'd go round and round.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they call that thing, but they used to have them seesaws, one set on each end of the board.
Uh-huh. And then they'd
go up and down.
Uh-huh. You'd say they were doing what?
Seesawing, I reckon.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear of taking a board and anchoring it down at both ends and children to jump on it?
Jump up, down, on both ends?
Well, you'd fix the board down at both ends, and then children would get on the board and jump.
Yeah, but had it bolt through the middle of it,
mm-hmm.
cross a log or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that. I don't know what they call that.
Mm-hmm. What about, say, if a child was learning to dress himself, the mother would bring in the clothes and tell him, here.
Bring him in, tell him, here's his clothes. Put them on, I reckon.
Okay. And say if a child was going to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might tell him, now, you don't need to be scared, what's going to hurt you,
Yeah, that's what they tell him, but some of them would. I had a boy, you know, I just raised one boy and I had five girls. Well, I lost my first baby and I raised four girls. And I took that boy to the dentist and he scared to death. Dentist had time to pull his teeth, but he finally got him pulled. He talked to him, give him candy, and fool around with him.
Mm-hmm. What would the dentist tell him? He'd say,
Tell him he wasn't going to hurt him.
Uh-huh. How would he say that?
Huh? He just told him, said, I ain't going to hurt you and uh-huh. give him a shot. But he raised the devil when he stuck that needle in there.
Say, if I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? And you'd say, no, it must have been someone else because it...
Yeah, if I wasn't, I told you it must have been somewhere else you saw.
Because it... What? Say, I ask you, was that you? And you say, no, it...
I tell you, no, it wasn't me.
Uh-huh. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Well, I guess some of them would, but mine generally went down there, you know, and she just picked out the color mm-hmm. she wanted and bought it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometime I reckon if they wanted to get some trimming or something to go on a dress, some of them would take a little piece along and get it to match that.
Mm-hmm. Say if you went into a store and maybe they had a new kind of cheese or something, they wanted you to try it, they'd offer you a free...
I want me to try what?
A new kind of cheese or some new kind of food, they might offer you a free...
Yeah, offer you a little piece to taste it
uh-huh.
so you could try. They do that here at these stores.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes you go in there, you know, and they have sausage out.
Mm-hmm.
They send a lady up here and people make that sausage and... She stayed down at the store and have a little old thing like a toothpick and say, have it on something, broiling it, cooking it, and you come around and want you to taste it. That's mm-hmm. to get you to buy something that mm-hmm. kind of sell in the store.
Mm-hmm. She'd call that giving you a free...
Free sample.
Uh-huh. And,
But you know, I don't never fool with that stuff much.
Why not?
I tell her I don't care about it. I don't fool with it much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they come around here all the time with doing cheese the same way, have a little piece of cheese stuck on a toothpick look like, and want you to try it. They call that a sample, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Think you try it, you like it, you buy that kind of cheese.
Mm-hmm. Something you put on before you go outside when it's real cold. You put on your...
coat or either a sweater.
Uh-huh. Say if